You have a new text message. You have a new text message.
You get to decide what we talk about next on the show. It's Elizabeth and Radar on the mix. It's text roulette. Our text line is amazing. We use it all the time. We love that you are a part of the text line. And it's actually anonymous. We just see a phone number. We don't know your name or where you're from or anything like that unless you provide that information. So you can ask anything. Send a question right now. It's the same number as the phone number. 414-432-1099. The line into the studio is the same text line. So what we're going to do is have you send a question. It could be...
text them in. Anything you want to know.
It could be a radio question. Maybe you want to know about things here at the radio station.
BT Dubs, I do have pants on today. Usually I wear shorts in the studio because it's hot, but I have pants on.
He's rocking the pants
today.
So
if you're wondering that question's answered.
Maybe there's a personal question you've always wanted to know. Maybe you want to know something about Radar. You want to know something about me. Are there life questions? Maybe you're wondering if you should have your kid go to that play date or should you lease that car? We'll offer our best answers, but this is a great chance for other people to help. And we know you love to help one another.
Mm-hmm. Y'all got opinions? Y'all got advice?
Yes.
Text it in right now. Your question, 414-432-1099.
It's the Siding Unlimited text line. So with text roulette, like roulette, we're going to spin the wheel here. Whatever number we land on. Ooh, Radar, we've got text questions coming in already.
All right. Well, let's spin
the wheel. Whatever number we land on. We're going to count down, and that's the actual text that we are going to read here on the air with text roulette. Okay, spin that wheel.
All right, so here we go.
Four.
Oh, okay.
All right, the fourth text. One, two, three.
You have the screen over there. What do we got?
This is a 41. Ooh, this is a 414 text. Am I going to regret not taking my fiance's last name if we have kids in the future?
Oh, boy, this is digging into it pretty deep.
This is an ask anything question.
I thought it was like, how do you find your keys if you misplace them? No, this one.
I thought you all were going to ask how much money's in the Swelsey jar because everybody always wants to know that, which we don't know how much is in it. And maybe that'll be a question we'll get one day on text roulette. Now, we have no context here, so we're just going off of...
So read it. Give me that text again.
Okay. This text roulette, the question was, am I going to regret not taking my fiance's last name if we have kids in the future? So this sounds like this is a woman getting married.
Yeah. Doesn't want to take the fiance's last name.
Because that nowadays, if you think about it, people start their brands when they're kids. Parents are already creating social media accounts for people. So if you start creating a reputation, a brand, you have a career, you have connections and relationships because people know your name as
such. Are people
such.
Really doing that? People are starting to create like social media accounts with their kids' names?
Oh, absolutely. Are you really kidding me? Brayson had a Twitter account, I think, when he was first born. That
really?
Never used, but yes, Eric started that stuff.
I have to remember that.
Now, okay, Radar, you've never had to change your name.
No,
I've changed my name. Let's see, in radio, I've had a bunch of different names, a ton of names. Yeah. Let's see. When I first started in radio, my maiden name, Elizabeth Ullenberg, they shortened it to Lizberg, which not my favorite name. But
Lizberg.
I was 20 and in radio and didn't want to tell the big boss no. So I didn't like that name. But then when I moved up to Green Bay, they said, okay, you can't be Liz and you can't be Elizabeth because it's too long. So I was Holly Jordan when I was up there. Now, again, these names weren't legally changed, so I didn't deal with all that paperwork. But in that time, I did get married. So legally, my last name changed. But then I got divorced and then changed it back to my maiden name. and then when I came here to Milwaukee, Elizabeth is my legal first name. My boss said, hey, you need a short last name. And so my married name at the time started with the letter K, and that's where K-A-Y came from. That's where K came from. I used to watch that anchor on Channel 4 growing up, Elizabeth K, and always idolized her, so Elizabeth K. But then when I married Eric, legally, yeah, I did take his last name because I thought we were going to have all these kids. Life didn't happen that way.
Right.
So I changed it legally three times, and it's a pain in the butt.
So for our texter,
am I going to regret not taking my fiance's last name if we have kids in the future? I can tell you this. It's kind of convenient and easy that I do have the same last name as Brayson.
It's more convenient?
So yeah, you making would tell appointments, scheduling things.
So on the text roulette that we are going through right now, Elizabeth and Radar here on the mix, you would tell our texter, the 414, to take the last name of their fiance?
Yes, I wouldn't use the word regret. I don't think you're going to regret if you keep your legal last name. And
no, it makes it easier.
It makes it a little bit easier. In my opinion, okay. It makes it easier. So I would say if you plan on having kids. Now, look, Eric and I weren't able to have biological mm-hmm. children, so it didn't happen for us in that regard. You can't really predict that, but there's always ways to, there's different ways to start a family. So not to say that you might not adopt or foster or have other kids.
Well, look at that. Citing unlimited text line, 414 has texted in. Yes, you will regret.
Someone's saying that?
Someone is saying that on the text line.
If you have kids and you don't have the same last name. All right, who listening has been through something like this? We gave you our take. 414-432-1099. Do you have advice for this? It's a text roulette. Ask anything question, and that's the question we landed on. Am I going to regret not taking my fiance's last name if we have kids in the future?
You have a new text message.
It's Elizabeth and Radar here on The Mix, and it's Text Roulette, your chance to text in any question you want, and we're going to answer the best that we can, but our listeners are always great at answering these questions as well.
Giving advice, yeah.
Yeah, so the Siding Unlimited text line is 414-432-1099, and the text that we had this morning was, am I going to regret not taking my fiance's last name if we have kids in the future? Sean, what's your advice?
I've been married once, and I have one kid prior to my marriage, and she had my last name. And one of the things when I got married to my now ex-husband was if we got married and we had kids, I would take his name, but any children that we had would have my maiden name.
Your maiden name. Ooh, okay, so okay. You have a daughter, you said, right now?
Yes, and I have an older daughter who has my maiden name because I wasn't married when I first got married.
Okay.
But when I had my son, it was kind of a non-spoken prenup to say that my children would all have the same last name regardless of what it was. And since I started with my maiden name, that's what my son got. He does not have his father's last name, and that was contentious, but it's been 10 years now, and it's no big deal.
It's not. Okay,
so you don't, because that was the question. Their exact mm-hmm. words were, will they regret it if they don't take their fiance's last name if they have kids in the future?
I personally, it was the best thing I ever did. I think it's great, because even now, yes, my marriage didn't work out. My children have my name. Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
I was happily taking my husband's name. That was not an issue. It was just I wanted my kids, because when you think about it, in school, kids are awful. I can't even tell you how many times I got picked on because me and my brother had different last names.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, and kids, look, any kind of name, they're going to find some way to make fun of it. We've seen that even just with first names. Sean, thanks for sharing your life experience here to help out a mixed listener. We've got other texts here coming in. We've got a 608 that says you could change the name, but you also could legally change it in the future if you wanted to.
Go back and forth?
You could.
I mean, if you want.
Changing paperwork is a pain. Again, I've changed my name three times.
Like Elizabeth said, it's a little bit difficult.
Or hyphenate the name.
You could do that too.
You could. That's a 262 number that said, what about hyphenating it?
Mm-hmm, why not?
Thanks for the call, Sean. Hey, Rebecca. All right, we're going to wrap up with you here. We're playing text roulette where we just randomly read any question that you send us on our Siding Unlimited text line. It was, am I going to regret not taking my fiance's last name if we have kids in the future? We went through some other options that she could do with hyphenating it. Maybe don't change it or legally change it later. What do you think, Rebecca?
Honestly, I think it doesn't matter either way. It's really what you want to do because you can benefit or it can hurt. I have children with different last names, and we've had it both ways where someone will accidentally put my last name onto their name, even though it's not their last name because my last name is different, or it can benefit you. I had a daughter who got a job where I work, and they didn't know we were mother and daughter because her last name was different. So it can really benefit you or hurt you. It just depends on really what you want to do
with
your situation.
Yeah, and we've got another text coming in from the 414 and the Siding Unlimited text line. Our niece kept her last name, but the children were given, I guess, her husband's last name. No problems. So you just have to figure out how you're going to handle this and just go with it the best you can.
Yeah. And
that's what you want to do.
The other part of it, too, is I think for this person that texted in the question, and Rebecca, you know, you're talking about having different last names in your family, so you've been through this. I think she has to really dig deep of what means more to her? Because here's a text here from a 262. She has a last name that's different than her daughter's. And the importance why she kept it is because her last name is a native last name. And she wanted to keep that name. I mean, think about it. What really does mean more to you? What you want to continue on a last name, perhaps?
Right, true. Very
so,
true.
And there's a lot of different options. And hopefully the 414 number that started this text roulette is getting some answers here. But we appreciate everybody helping one another out here.
A lot of text messages say there's no regret. I don't regret anything. And these are people who are in in that same kind of boat.
And like, Rebecca, you say that too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very cool.
Thank you, Rebecca.
Thanks so much for being on the show, Rebecca.
Have a great day.